This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. World Health Organization members agreed Monday to strengthen the global body at the heart of the pandemic response and give it more secure and flexible funding to better deal with future outbreaks. A resolution from the 194 member states on the last day of the virtual annual World Health Assembly also agreed to strengthen the WHO's capacity to rapidly and appropriately assess disease outbreaks of possible global concern. Countries and institutions had been woefully unprepared to deal with COVID-19, according to the findings of three independent panels that had reported to the Assembly. They called for a total overhaul of the global alarm system, as one of the reports found that the UN agency had been too slow in declaring a so-called public health emergency of international concern. WHO sounded its highest level of alert on January 30, 2020. The European Commission proposed Monday that fully vaccinated people should be exempt from testing or quarantines when traveling from one EU country to another, and urged a gradual easing of travel measures as COVID-19 vaccinations accelerate. The bloc reached a deal earlier this month on COVID-19 certificates that will show whether a person has received the vaccine, had a recent negative test, or has immunity based on recovery from infection. The program should be ready to go on July 1st. The European Union executive is seeking to unify a current patchwork of travel measures across the bloc, and recommended Monday testing or quarantine should not apply to people who have been fully vaccinated 14 days prior to travel. About half of all EU adults have received a first dose. This is VOA News.